It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jim Harbaugh gave us quite possibly the most Jim Harbaughian quote of all time.
Oh, do we find this? Absolutely.
We don't have the audio.
I have scoured. I can't find the sound.
Which, come on, Chargers media.
They probably went, this is too much.
You had five players and apparently two women of the Los Angeles Chargers staff got stuck in an elevator. Which sounds like a horrible thing. Like, getting stuck in an elevator, there's nothing that is fun about getting stuck in an elevator. And they were in there for a while. They got hot. They ended up out. Everybody got out. But this is the way Jim Harbaugh looked at that event. He said, that's a shared experience that brought them closer together. I just missed it, being on that elevator. It was like, wish I could have been on there with those guys. But Justin Herbert was. Okay, there's his first quote. I wish I could have been on that elevator. The man seeks out adversity to the point where he wishes he was on an elevator stuck where you don't know when you're getting off. You don't know if you're going to have to establish a P corner. There are so many variables right there. It could come just crashing down. He's like, nope, wish I could have been there. That's a piece of this team bonding I would have wanted to be a part of. Harbaugh goes on to say, Justin Herbert, his hair was a little wet, but his shirt was completely dry. That was another thing that blew me away. The guy's just a beast. So, getting out of a stuck elevator, Harbaugh essentially told us there was a winner and a loser in all of this. And the winner was Justin Herbert, who did not sweat.
Unbelievable.
He's like, no, we got that.
What we need is we need to go to Evan Turner on this to understand the dynamics of the elevator.
And how hot it gets.
And being stuck in there.
Yeah. Harbaugh went on, you get in those situations and it's a test of wills. I was proud of each of the guys and the two women that were on that elevator. That's a win. You feel good about yourself. You were challenged. It was a test of will and you pull it down or pull it in. It was camaraderie amongst a group that is even stronger than it was before.
Oh boy.
He ended it with, who's got it better than those guys who were on that elevator?
Yeah.
No, O'Doyle rules.
It's, again, Dusty is not doing it justice. How unhinged the audio was. It sounds like AI. I'm not kidding. Like when
I haven't heard any of the audio.
Oh, you haven't heard it?
No,
oh,
I didn't. I didn't know it existed.
Oh, yeah. It's full.
I just only read the quotes.
It's full on bloviating of like Harbaugh's best. I heard it this morning on the way in. It was incredible. And you're just sitting there going, there's no way. There's just no way that that happens.
There is a way. His name is Jim Harbaugh. That man is an enigma. He is a crazy human being. And I love every bit of what Jim Harbaugh brings to the table. And that's the thing, that's going to be the weirdest thing, is that this team, from a talent standpoint, it should not compete for the AFC West. It should not be a team that in the AFC is going to be a viable threat in the playoffs.
Or even a playoff team.
A playoff team is going to be a bit of a stretch. But that guy wins every single place he has gone. Like Kurt Cignetti, the Indiana coach, said it when he dropped the Google me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I win everywhere I've been, just Google me. Harbaugh really is that, though.
Well, the thing about Harbaugh.
So is Cignetti.
I'm with you on Harbaugh. And this,
we have the audio.
I go back and forth. Here. Do we have it?
Yeah. I can. I'm going to send it to Russ.
Okay. Because when you hear it, it's just pure unadulterated. Like, it's as bad as a lot of milk.
Oh, no. Not that. That wasn't bad. That was great.
No, but I mean, like, it's.
I don't see anything bad about what Jim Harbaugh's doing.
It's not what he says, it's how he says it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of.
He believes it.
Behind it.
Gross.
Yeah, no, it makes you gross and uncomfortable.
It is.
Yeah.
It's very gross.
I know. That's why I went for that, because that's what it makes you do.
Really, Rust? Really?
You're welcome.
I do love how you boosted that one, too.
So disgusting. So gross.
Little fava beans and
Chianti. He's a different bird, man. He is just a absolute wild card of the highest regard, though, too. And I can't wait that we have more of him in the NFL. I can't wait for what he says when the S hits the fan, too, because that may be the better Harbaugh, is when he gets a little surly with people and things aren't going the right way. But this Chargers team is going to be an interesting one. And there's a lot of tough decisions that are going to be made right now. This is a cut day in the NFL. You know, over 1,000 players across the NFL are going to have their dreams absolutely shattered in the next, like, 48 hours.
It's tough.
That is tough. That's you. When you put it into those terms, you're like, dang, that's awful. And Trey Lance may be one of those guys for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean,
that number 3 pick is looking worse and worse by the minute, but at least they got Brock Purdy, the San Francisco 49ers. Right? He threw 5 picks.
Against the 3rd string.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
And I don't know, if you're Jerry and you're the Cowboys, are you going, yeah, we can keep him on as Dak's backup?
Well, I mean, I think if you're going full Jerry conspiracy theory, you keep him. That way nobody ever asks for him.
Oh, well, I'll be damned. Yeah. They're going to ask for Cooper Rush, though.
I can't. I mean, you know.
Get the pride of Central Michigan back out there in Cooper Rush. But you have some guys that serious question marks are coming in. Because I joke about Drake May looking good. He played well enough in their preseason finale last night to where Jerod Mayo is now having the serious question of, are you going to play this guy that you thought and you said you were going to sit for the year? And Jacoby Brissett has been the guy moving forward.
And Brissett's dinged up a little bit.
It still seems that Jacoby Brissett is going to be the guy moving forward, at least week one. But they're not in a position where they're going to try to win. The offensive line still is not very good.
Which is probably why you want to play a couple of weeks and let Brissett take those hits and see just how bad your offensive line is.
Protect him at all costs. Yeah. And there is not going to be much pressure, at least from the onset, from Boston delusional sport fan.
No.
Because you approach this by saying he's going to be a backup. We brought Brissett in to be that guy. Things will go sideways. I give it 4 weeks. Then they're going to put Drake May in. Yeah, they're going to put Drake May in probably week 5.
I think
unless
you're hoping
Brissett gets hurt.
I think if you're hoping best case scenario, it's like week 8.
Dude, best case scenario is you sit his butt for the whole year and you just say learn how to be a pro. Yeah. But you know, all of these rookie quarterbacks, in listening to Collinsworth kind of wax poetic on all of them, it was like we may be going a little bit too far here.
Yeah.
But I can't remember a year where we've had 5 rookies that have flashed and all of them have been like, no, they all look really good in the preseason. They've all had their hiccups and their warts, but I go back to preseason is more meaningless than it's ever been before.
Sure. But still.
But
you have to.
It was almost
you can't ignore it.
They used to be amplified, right? The hiccups and the bumps in the road were amplified back when preseason actually meant something. It doesn't mean anything now. And the fact that all of these quarterbacks did flash and J.J. McCarthy may... Look, we may go back and be like, him tearing his meniscus wasn't the worst thing that happened for him or the Vikings because of the expectations being kind of leaped upon all of these guys.
Yes.
And there's nothing that you can do to get out of that way. And there's going to be the ditch digger in this group. We know there will be, because if 2 of them thrive, if the other 3 are going to be, well, what happened to them? And that's unfair to them because we only get 1 or 2 quarterbacks every year that look good.
Come on.
Come on.
Rookies are supposed to suck.
That's right.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.